the site gets some mention in there. Was that something you knew about before the movie came out, or is that just sort of a surprise?
The lawyers from Universal contacted me the summer of 06 and said, hey, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin has another movie coming out, and he wants to use your website in the movie. Can we have your permission? And my answer was, how fast can I sign? And I signed that never knowing how, you know, neat the promotion was going to be, because if you haven't seen the movie, or if you have, they based the lead character, Seth Rogen, his job, what he is doing for a living, exactly on what I do for a living. And even cooler, they actually show MrSkin.com in the movie in a pretty funny scene. So you can't, I mean, you can't even pay for that kind of publicity. It really is really cool how they worked it in. I think it's Knocked Up was to Mr. Skin what E.T. was for Reese's Pieces. So it was a very good thing. We were doing well up to that point, but since then, we've been a lot more in the public consciousness than we were before.
How, in terms of numbers, like, can you quantify the movie?
Well, I would say we've been, since June 1st of 07, when the movie hit theaters in the United States, I'd say we've been up about 25% in traffic. And you got to understand, it's not like we were hurting for traffic prior to that, but it's been a significant bump. And I can't say it's all because of Knocked Up, but I think a lot of it has to do with that. Because like I said, if before Knocked Up, the only way you would have known about me is to hear me interviewed somewhere in United States or Canada on the radio, or, you know, maybe search the internet for this type of content. But the Knocked Up got to people that maybe don't listen to radio, or maybe aren't real, or didn't even know that the site existed, and it got to people that otherwise wouldn't have heard of the website.